Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, it's a land of barbed wire, moonshine, whiskey. Park your car before you get stuck. Go and grab you a beer and get on up in the truck. It's going down tonight. It's all on me. It's BYOB and I got all we need. Yeah, boy, I'm about to show me a city slicker how to kick it in the sticks with the critters that I'm on side of them bomb wire. Money grows and rolls. If it don't, you gon' roll. So we hang out by the bonfires. Good old boys having a dang good time. We crank it up. They all came to kick it in the sticks. So pop a top and drop a tailgate. Yeah, we're cracking up AC/DC, Hank Skinner, and George Strait. Where's the girls? About to call them up. A little fuzz and draw some hay trouble. It's going down tonight. Now they're pulling up and got the jacked up trucks, a slab covered in mud. Bikini tops and Daisy Duke down. Hopping out, singing out long women down. On the side of them bomb wild. Money grows and rolls, if it don't, you gon' roll. So we hang out by the bonfires. Good old boys having a dang good time. We crank it up, we get loud. Throwing down in the dirty, dirty south down here.
Texas every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Unknown Radio Network. Your host, Justin Merritt, and yours truly, Kevin Bryan, bring you Ghost Hunting Texas. Justin!
What's up, man?
What's happening, brother?
Man, not a whole lot. What about you?
Man, if I was doing any better, we'd have to do a video show because I am looking slick right now, son. Slick.
Man, so slick, huh? So you, are the front end of your pants look like razor blades?
No, I made that up. I'm sitting here in a pair of shorts and cowboy boots.
Oh, man, you're living the dream, brother.
I got my cold beer and bag of Funyuns, sir. I am set. What are you up to tonight out there in Arkansas? By the way, we are live from Texas and Arkansas. Let's get it straight.
Straight.
Yes, sir.
Straight. That's heck yeah, man. Well, yeah, everything's going pretty good here, man. We had some crazy storms last night. They had a few tornadoes up north, just north of us and stuff. And other than that, I'm alive. I'm doing good. I'm kicking. It's all good. Got to feed my belly a little bit. Got a little, you know, some of that good food. Brooke made some lemon pepper chicken, man. It's some good stuff.
Whew. Daggum. I heard that. You know, I was thinking that on the way in. I drove back in from Oklahoma today. I was thinking, damn it, you know what? I'm just happy to be alive living in Texas. You know, I'm just happy to be here. I love it. And, yeah, it's a good day, man. It really, really is. You know, it's funny. Every time I go to Oklahoma, it's nice and sunny and everything is great. The next day I wake up and it just, the bottom falls out of it. Get it up there again. I woke up the next morning and the whole side of my car was iced over. Luckily, I brought a jacket just in case because I have been stuck out a few times. I've had the worst luck going up there, man. I have to go up there for work, you know, normally once a month, and it, it's tough. But I went up there this time, and I went to the mall, and I was going to look for new pair of jeans. I had some time to kill, you know, and so I'm walking around the mall, and I go into the Buckle, and a friend of mine had told me to look for some silver jeans. I'm thinking, silver jeans? What the hell is that? And she goes, they're like dress-up jeans, you know, for going out to dinner and such, you know. And I'm like, okay, well, silver jeans? I'm like, you mean stonewashed jeans? And she's like, no, sir, they're made by a company called Silver. So I go in there, and I'm asking the guy, and they're out of the silvers, but they've got this brand that's called Diesel. Nice, man. European, you know. It's like a 32 in their size is a 38 or a 40 in ours, you know. So I'm putting on a 28 and I'm feeling them, man, a little thicker material. Boy, they fit good. I'm like, oh man, they look good. I'm gonna get them. So I tell the guy in Texas and he goes, "You sure this is what you want?" And I said, "Well, yeah." And he said, he showed me the price tag. And these some bitches were $190, man. $190 before tax for a pair of daggum jeans. I'm like, you know, it's not the money about having $200. It's about spending $200 on a pair of jeans. I mean you know what I'm saying?
Was the zipper like 10 karat gold or something?
I mean, they felt great. Don't get me wrong, man. They were nice, you know. But I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you know what? Realistically, I mean, what am I going to do in them? You know, I'm going to fart in them. I'm going to play some baseball. You know, I'm going to wear them, you know, around the house. They're going to get dirty. You know what I'm saying? I mean, geez. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm going to have to go to somewhere here tomorrow probably and see what I can find. But, yeah, I mean, you know, and some of those things, man, they start out at like $225 a pair. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy. I don't know what the hell this world's coming to, man. But, I mean, it's a pair of blue jeans. You know what I mean? It's blue jeans. They're not fire retardant, camouflage, or anything.
Tell you what, man, what I would have done, I mean, just like I told you earlier over the phone, man, we were talking offline, dude. It was crazy. I freaking ripped the brand name off of that saying, okay, is this thing worth $190 now?
Probably. The European, you know. It's all about the
Well, I tell you what, man, for this show, I definitely had to pee in. I will be.
You're all day. You're not going to work today.
Yeah, I was at work today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too, man. I was driving back from Oklahoma just jamming. Man, I was listening to everything from Hootie and the Blowfish to Jason Aldean and Hank Williams. I mean, just you never know what you find on my iPod. I like that. Well, we want to say thank you to everybody out there listening, everybody in the chat room. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. Tell your friends, come back, see us next week. You know, this is a Paranormal Bay show, but honestly, I mean, we really don't talk about the paranormal that much. You know what? Because the paranormal is part of life, and there's a whole lot of stuff in life going on right now. You know, one of the things out there that is just huge to everybody and to us is music. Justin, you loaded up a whole bunch of new music up here tonight. A lot of these songs I hadn't heard of, but I'm sure they're pretty good. There's a couple in here.
Yeah.
That, you know, what kind of music did you throw up in there?
Well, I threw a, you know, just a little bit of a mixture. You know, there's some rock in there. There's some a rap rock mix. There's some country in there. So it's a pretty good little variety. It's not too bad.
Man, I'll tell you, that sounds good. I'm feeling thirsty. It sounds pretty good, too. There's one. There's one for everybody in the...
You got me burping already, man. Listen to me burping into the freaking mic, man. That's crazy.
This is a family program. So
that's right.
Cracking the coldies, man. Speaking of cracking the coldies, if you're out sitting at the house tonight, kick back, relax, listen to this. I guarantee you'll laugh. You'll shake your head at some point going, what the hell? You know, I promise you, you're going to want to come back next week. Thank you for tuning in. Take a second. We're going to play a song right here. Talks a little bit about drinking.
At the bar, sipping on a regular Coke. We were drinking and smoking and making him the butt of our jokes. We all said, man, what happened to you? Why can't you just have a few? He said, I would if I could, but it's probably best that I don't. Cause the more I drank, then I'm the world's greatest lover and a dancing machine. I get loud, I get proud, and it gets worse. Well, somebody hands me a shot. Hell, even bucktooth and bow-legged women start looking hot. And pretty soon I'm bumming cigarettes and sweet-talking some big brunettes. Yeah, once I get on a roll, there ain't no telling where I'll stop. Cause the more I drank, the more I drank, then I'm the world's greatest lover and a dancing machine. I get loud, I get proud, and it gets worse. Yeah.
This a fine howdy do?
Yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir, it is. Welcome back to Go Country Style. That was a little country music, Blake Shelton. The more I drink, you know, that song reminds me of a a lot of nights out on the town. Honestly, what about you, Justin? You ever been in one of those situations where it's just, shit, if you have one, it's on, man?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. You know, it's just one of those days where, you know, you start drinking again and start drinking some more. And the next thing you know, you wake up and, you know, you feel like you're still drinking, but you're not.
That's true. That's very true. It's crazy, man. You know, a lot of this stuff that's out there today is nuts. You know, over the years, people have gotten a lot less conservative, you know, in what they do, what they say, where, you know, what's acceptable, what's okay. And, you know, one of the good things is, you know, there's a lot of people are, you know, wanting some good kind of Mayberry old-timey stuff coming back, you know, that brings a good message. And one of those shows out there is Duck Dynasty. You know, I know everybody's heard about it and seen it, and, you know, I watch it, and then, you know, those guys are funny, but they bring a good message, you know, and it may not be for everybody, and we respect that, you know, of course, but, you know, I like it. I like it, and the coolest thing is that, you know, it's just them. They're real. I mean, you can watch any of the offline interviews. You can, you know, go do your research about Sire, Jace, or whoever it is that's your favorite. And, you know, that's just the way they are. I mean, you know, I was watching one of those interviews, and Jay said that, you know, when the camera crew first came out, he overheard one of the guys say that this show is just going to tear them apart. And he's like, well, you ain't met my family yet, you know. And they actually were going to call off the show until they met, you know, Cy. And they figured out that he is just that way 24/7. I mean, who wouldn't want to be around that much? I mean, he is, golly. But I think a lot of us know a guy like that somewhere that we grew up with. I know I do. There's a bunch of them.
That,
if that stuff was okay, you know, 20 years ago, and that's what they were putting on TV, there's a whole bunch of people would have been famous by now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
You know, they are the highest-rated reality show ever, number one on A&E. In the 18 to 49 age demographic, they had a 4.0 rating, which is almost unheard of. And they were second only in total broadcast premiere debut rating numbers to The Walking Dead. But that was only for 1 week. So these guys are definitely topping it out. You know, and it's funny because, you know, when you're in shows, normally you'll do a pilot and, you know, Justin, we've done a couple of these too, you know, and you'll get these contract negotiations that, you know, you'll shoot however many episodes and you'll get $1,000 an episode or $1,500 or whatever in the pilot series. And then if it goes, you get a little bump and it moves up. And then really when you get into season two, threes, and fours, really, they tell the popularity, and that's where people really start kind of getting paid off of the TV thing on top of the endorsements, the public appearances, you know, the radio shows, the commercials, the branding of whatever they sell or do or come up with, whatever. You know, so there's a lot of marketing and money out there to be made. And these guys are going in. They've got season three showing on the air right now, and season four is actually being held up in production because of contracts and financial negotiations. You know, it's been reported that the family is asking, I don't know if this is per person, but the family is asking for reportedly over $200,000 an episode. When, you know, the facts are that the family was rich before the show even started. You know, they boomed it out with the show, with the business, you know, the duck calls and all this and that. But a lot of the, you know, the Duck Commander empire or whatever has really made a small fortune, and a lot of that's in a big part to the show. And, you know, the promotions that come from that, which is great, and it comes with it. And, you know, but A&E is one of those networks that doesn't really get to recoup a lot of the money that they invest into their reality stars because they do not own the rights to their public appearances or their product branding or anything that they do outside of the show and actually filming. So, you know, it's one of those things that's crazy, but I tell you what, they're going to do it. They're going to pay them, and they're going to do it because it's the, you know, it's the top show on TV, and everybody loves them. And, you know, and that's the thing that, you know, Justin, you and I have been talking about this for years, for a long time. We've said in my opinion, you know, subject matter is important, of course, but only to an extent. The rest of the success of a show is based off of the people on the show. It's the personalities they relate to. It's the people on there that make you laugh, the ones that you know somebody like that makes you want to watch, you know, every single week. And, you know, this is a prime example of that. I mean, these people just are who they are. You know, I really don't think it's scripted. I'm sure they, you know, acted up a little bit, you know, for the show, I mean, or whatever. But, you know, they bring a good message, and I guarantee you that they're going to pay them. They're going to pay them when they're going to come back for a season four or five, however many they can get out of it. You know, but, you know, suits are making some money, you know, definitely making some money. And golly, I mean, you know, that's a good thing, though. You know, congratulations to them. I think it's a great show. I love it. I watch it every week. I watched it last night. And, you know, there's a couple of times you actually just bust out laughing, you know. Yeah, it's funny. There's so many.
Yeah, when you're by yourself, man, it's crazy. When you're by yourself and you're watching something and you just bust out laughing and you're by yourself, you know it's funny.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why I like that show, Ridiculousness. You ever seen that? It's got Bob Dyrdek, you know. That damn show is funny. I love it, man. I watch it all the time, but.
Well, speaking of Ridiculousness, man, I still cannot get in this daggum chat room. I have tried and tried and tried, and it still will not work.
Really?
That's what she said. I mean, what?
I heard that. Well, Kevin said go over to use Google Chrome. Works best with Blog Talk. So if
that's
anybody
what
got
I did.
There,
I'm in Google
problem.
Chrome. I tried Google Chrome. I tried Internet Explorer, and I even tried Firefox. None of them was working.
Really?
Yep.
Dadgum, do it from your phone.
Man, I'm on my phone. What you talking about?
It's a multitasker. You got an iPhone. Oh, yeah, that's crazy, man. Duck Dynasty. I hope they come back. You know, there's a little talk about that Walking Dead too. I've never seen it. I don't.
I've never seen it either. And dude, my pastor from back home is watching this stuff. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, really? I'm like, is it that, you know, that good?
Really?
Yeah.
Pastor? Well, I mean, it is just TV, you know, I mean, but I don't know. I don't watch horror movies. I don't, you know, I don't. You know what, guys, remember that movie, The Grudge? When that damn girl came crawling up out of that well, wherever she's walking, and she's like real fast and all sketchy. Freaked me out, man. Boom. I can't do it. It all started, you know, this stuff's been going on for a long time with me, and it's crazy how I ended up in the paranormal field, you know, just as it is, and I still don't understand it, but, you know, I remember a time back in the day, Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, I do.
That was a traumatizing, worst movie ever made. It killed me of clowns, and it killed me of horror movies. I can't watch them anymore. I can't do it.
Oh,
I really can't. No, they freak me out. All of them. Doesn't matter what it is. Even the stupid ones. Even the stupid ones. I don't watch them. And it's weird, you know, like, I'm not going to investigate by myself. I'm not going in there some dark, crazy, freaky building by myself. Somebody's going to be in front of me, you know, or around me and get in front real quick. And that's just the way it is. I'm sorry, but I've told that to thousands of people. I just did it. You know, it is what it is. I mean, so I don't even know how I ended up in this damn field anyway. But
man.
I love it. You know, I've met some really cool people. You know, and we've got to do some good things and help a lot of people and made some great friends. And we get to get, you know, cool stuff like this, man. You know, Unknown Radio Network is an amazing program. I mean, Sunday through Friday, I mean, you've got, golly, so many shows on here. I've actually got a list. You know what? I mean, for you know, a couple times when we get on here and do this thing, we got our stuff together. And, you know, we like to try to put a good family program up on set, mixed in with a little Texas swagger and some style. Even though you're in Arkansas,
beats, yeah, absolutely. And we do keep in mind of the censorship beat. So now it may not be right on when it needs to be hit, but it'll eventually be hit.
You never know. I mean, you never know. It could just pop out of nowhere. It's kind of like Bill Nance. You know, he'll jump up in out of nowhere. Every now and then, you'll hear a beer crack in the background.
Yeah.
We've been known. Got the military bugle just blast off. You just never know. It's random. But hey. Damn it. God almighty. It brings us in. Hey, Bear. Okay. You know what's happening right now? We're going to play some of this new music that you have. I want to hear this song. Let me find it. I was looking at it. It's called Sweet Shadow. What the heck is a Sweet Shadow?
No, that's not it. That's an old one.
A who?
That's an old one.
I never seen it.
Yeah, that's an old one.
Mm-hmm. Hang on. If it's an old one, I got to adjust this video. I'm trying to get it straight, man. I really am. What's a hymn for a mystic?
That's a good one, man. As a matter of fact, that band right there are I have two identical twin cousins that are on this band. The name of the band is called Red. And this is their remix version from their newest album that came out a couple months ago.
Wait a minute. Back up. You have two identical twin cousins?
Yep.
You do?
Yep.
Dear God, what did y'all do?
I have no clue. You could ask my aunt. So.
That is crazy, man. I've never heard of that. Well, you know what? If they're anything like you, I hope they play better than they love.
Oh, they're pretty good. This is sort of it's a guillotine, sort of a dubstep remix of their song. It's called A Hymn for the Missing. They're actually really famous. They've opened up for bands like Breaking Benjamin, 3 Days Grace, a lot of these big bands that's out there also. This I think, is their fourth album, and they're pretty good, man. Anthony plays guitar and piano, and of course Randy plays bass. Check it out. It's pretty good, man.
Heard that. Well, let's check it out. Here we go.
Yeah. goes off.
You are listening to
Fort Worth Paranormals.
Ghost Hunting.
Ghost Hunting.
Texas style.
Bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
Hello.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up, man? We are back live with Ghost Hunting Texas style. Right here on Unknown Paranormal Radio Network. Justin, I love you, man.
What's up, brother?
Tell me you're drinking some beer, son.
Actually, man, I'm not, dude. I still got a lot of packing I got to do before I hit the road in the morning.
Dadgum, where are you going?
Well, I'm coming to Texas.
Oh, I love to hear that. I love to hear when a person says they're coming to Texas. We love you. Come on back.
Well, you know, when I get there, I'll be like, you know what? I got here as fast as I could.
I heard that. You know what? We love Texas because we're from Texas, but we love everybody else too. You know, pretty much every place I've been to, man, has something good. You know, this is an amazing, beautiful, beautiful country, and I'm proud to be a part of it most of the time. Most of the time. There's some things going on that we're going to talk a little bit about later in chaos. Hope you guys stick around for the last half hour of the show. The last 30 minutes of the show every week is what we call FWP chaos. And that's kind of where we just let it out, talk about whatever you want. We can do it here, what, say, who, whatever. Doesn't matter. We'll get into some of that stuff going on. But in the meantime, we like to talk about current events and what's going on and who's doing what and who's going to talk to us. You know, all different kinds of stuff. In the second half of the show, Justin, we got a special guest that's going to call in tonight, right? Who is this guy?
As a matter of fact, it's going to be the founder of Unknown Paranormal and the Unknown Paranormal Radio Network, Mr. Kevin Whittle. Yeah.
Come on, man. Hang on.
Ain't this a fine howdy-do?
I would say so.
And I tell you what, we are going to have a blast of a time.
Oh, my gosh.
Dead gummit.
Why is
gummit?
Why does it always got to be that way? Always got to be that way. But I get it. I love it. I think it's funny. Right now, listen, we've got some breaking news. Breaking news. One of our great friends, one of the coolest people in the whole world, part of Unknown Paranormal team out there in East Texas, our great friend, Miss Shonda. Justin?
Yes.
Everybody, good news about Shonda. I'm so excited.
Well, let's see here. Oh, Miss Shonda Kincaid, the trendsetter. It was broken, I believe, yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, that the trendsetter and her husband Scott, they're expecting a little trendsetter.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
So congratulations.
I can't wait. That kid's going to come out with purple hair. You know it. You know it is. He or she is going to come out just rocking it, man, ready to roll. That's going to be awesome. Congratulations to both of them. I am so excited and so happy for them and wish them a wonderful, wonderful experience. It's one of the best things I ever happened to me.
Absolutely, and the cool thing about it is it definitely brings out a spiritual sense of wow. I mean, because I'm telling you, man, like for Scott and for Shonda, I mean, it just reinforces, you know, life and how precious it is, stuff like that, man. And, I mean, I remember when I became a father for the first time, bro. I mean, being able to see my daughter for the very, very first time, dude, it just blows your mind.
I remember that feeling like it was yesterday, and I look now, and my baby is 10. She's 10. She's fixing to be 11 in May, dude. 11 years. Just gone.
Do that again. Do that again, that little whistle.
Gone.
We're gonna have to make a drop. We're going to have to get some sound bites with you doing that and then make it a drop.
You like that? I am here all week.
Yeah, it's like
gone. It's crazy. You know, and my baby, she's nine. It's nuts. She's nine freaking years old. You know, and they're turning out to be such beautiful and great people. I love their personalities. You know, they crack me up every time they come around. I really enjoy spending that time with them and watching them grow into people and who they're going to be. And being able to have that influence as a parent is one of the greatest pleasures, but yet responsibilities at the same time. And, you know, it's a blessing for me. You know, thank the Lord Jesus above. My kids came out healthy. You know, I didn't care. I wanted a boy so bad, little boots and a buckle, you know, little cowboy belt with his name on the back, and just get him out there in the rodeo and just spiral, you know, eating sandwiches and shooting. I mean, golly, I wanted a boy so bad. When we found out we were pregnant, I said, hey, healthy, you know, I don't care. Boy or girl, doesn't matter, healthy. 10 fingers, toes, you know, everything goes. And,
yep.
Luckily, was blessed twice, you know, and I know you were as well three times over, and it's amazing, man. So congratulations to them. I'm very, very happy for them. I really, really am. I hope that they have a wonderful life with that little baby. It's one of those things. Keep getting in.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Some dudes just, they jump in. You never know. I mean, every time it happens when I'm not even cuffing. I don't know. See. Computers and people are always going to create issues.
I think the computer thinks we're in chaos, but we ain't quite there, computer. So just chill.
Not yet. You got to talk. You got to rub it the right way. That's what she said. That's right. Well, you know what? There's another thing that we got to do here, real quick. Kind of falls under the same line. There was a beaver attack that killed a man in Russia. Did you see the story on this?
I don't know if beaver will hurt or not. I did now, but beaver hurt. He got big teeth.
This is real stuff. I ain't making this up. There was a beaver attack on a man in Russia. He was attempting to take the picture of a beaver. Okay, so here's the scene. Picture this. The beaver is walking down the road, minding his own business, little fat thing. You can see this on God. He's going down the road, dude's walking beside him, you know, kind of to the right behind him a little bit, and he's got a video camera. And the beaver stops and kind of looks at him, you know what I'm saying, and just kind of glares over at him, turns around, and just keeps on walking. And the man continues to walk. Well, the beaver takes about, I don't know, 10, 15 steps, stops, turns around, looks at this dude again. This time, the guy squared off with him, just straight, you know what I mean, side to side. The beaver turns at him and starts walking to him. The guy starts backing up. As soon as he starts with that beaver, he flew off that damn ground like a spider monkey. He was on him and bit him in the leg, like took a chunk out of his leg and cut through a main artery, and the guy died. I am not kidding.
Dadgum, that sounds like Dinky on steroids.
I'm telling you, dude, I've been saying it for a long time that there has been there's an animal conspiracy. If you go on, you'll find random pictures on the internet of animals caught at random times when they think nobody's looking, and they're plotting against us. I have a whole bunch of them on my Facebook. Go on there and check it out. Facebook/Kevin Brown. Look at that thing. There's all kinds of stupid pictures of these animals, horses, beavers, dogs, cats, lizards. It doesn't matter. Did you remember when these people were saying that our lizards were secretly, what was it? People were actually lizards, aliens trying to overtake our government.
Oh, yeah. They said we were like humanoids or something like that.
Crazy stuff going on out there. You never know. So, words of the wise. If a beaver gives you a warning look, take that seriously. Okay, back off, give him his terrible. You never know. And here's the thing, those dudes can jump. They will bite you. Yeah, gum it. Also,
man.
Well, I wonder, I wonder if throwing a stick at it would save your life. It's wood.
At it. It ain't going to do anything.
Well, I kind of figured maybe if you held up a stick or something like that, he'd be all happy and thought it was like a milk bone to a dog.
Beavers, Doug Dynasty, Rachel Fuller, Paranormal, what's up, girl? She's on their Paranormal Dynasty. You know, in Silent Doug Dynasty, they talk about beavers a lot. They pull up beaver dams all the time. Right, he calls me, he said, water jokers, flat-tailed rascals, tries to shoot, kill every single one of them. All they do is destroy stuff, and apparently they'll kill you. You never know what the hell's going to happen. Justin said he is in the chat. Good job, man.
Yeah, I had to freaking restart my daggum computer, man. It was crazy.
Wow. Well, if anybody out there is having problems, they can try to either go to Google Chrome, that works best with Blog Talk, or they can just try refreshing and see what's going on. I think we kind of got off subject a little bit talking about the beavers, but that is easy. You know, men are normally obsessed with the beaver. That is for a fact. But moving on. Don't do it. This is a family program, Justin. Do not do it.
Well,
a teenager who apparently only eats ramen noodles has the health of an 80-year-old man. Go figure.
What?
What the hell's going on with people?
I don't know. What, really?
Eating nutrients from ramen noodles? That's the stuff that stoners eat when they wake up in the middle of the night and there's nothing left because the night before they raided the freaking pantry. Who would eat that shit all the time? You know what I'm saying? Dadgummit, I'll tell you what. I am so sorry. It keeps happening. It just keeps happening. I don't know what's going on in the world, man. I really don't.
Hey,
there was a Texas man here recently that was suspected of cannibalism. This guy actually went, and you remember you heard about the stabbing? Big stabbing. This dude went and stabbed these people like 14 times, 14 people or whatever.
Yeah, something like that down in Houston, right?
Exactly. This was a Houston, Texas man. He goes out. Apparently, he researched cannibalism the week before, and he was having visions of Hannibal Lecter or whatever. So he's going to go stab the people, cut their faces off, and wear them as masks. This dude wasn't even smoking bath salts.
You know what that reminds me of? Remember that movie Swordfish?
Yes.
And yeah, the beginning of John Travolta when they like switched faces or something like that.
No, that was Face Off.
No, that's right, Face Off.
Really?
Well, that's a literal term, Face Off.
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, people 6 months ago, people were smoking bath salts and eating people's faces on the side of the street. Now this guy, people are like, oh, gun laws. This dude takes a knife, goes and stabs 14 people with the intention of cutting their faces off. You know what I'm saying? What the hell is going on in the world?
Well, he probably wants to hide his pimples on his chin, so. That's the only thing I can think of, to be honest with you. That or he had some plastic surgery that went wrong. It's craziness. But speaking of news, bro, I do have some news now. If she is listening, I know she is listening. She just commented in Facebook saying that we're cracking her up. But my sister is listening. Her name is Sunday. So yeah, my sister Sunday. Yeah. She's listening in, and apparently we're cracking her up.
Hey, Justin.
What's up?
You've been my best friend for how many freaking years, and you never even told me you had a sister?
I got a stepsister, and I got a half-sister.
What the hell, man?
And my half-sister's the one that's actually listening in to us right now. She's over there in
I'm a good guy.
She's living over there in your old neck of the woods. She's in Sundown, Texas.
Oh, dadgum. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. What's happening, Sundown? I give a big shout out to Smyre, Texas. Loving that place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, some things, some people, sometimes when you, you know, there are just certain things about certain people that you remember, you know. Certain things that just really, shout out to Justin's sister. Oh, look, stream. Hang on. Hey, come. Lucky? I'm sorry. It is just chaotic over here. I don't know what's going on, man. I
is
really
Lucky
don't.
Still, is Lucky still trying to be a DJ?
Oh, he is. Listen.
Ain't this a fine howdy-do?
He's just randomly pushing buttons. Between him and Dinky, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Aha! Aha!
That's what I'm talking about. It's nuts, you know? But anyway, sometimes there's certain things about certain people that just, they get you, right? You remember that's what does it for you, you know? And for me, some sexy eyes and a beautiful smile. Good smile, man. Woo! Gets you every time. I'm telling you, it really will. And on that note, we got an awesome new song Justin uploaded tonight. You got to take a look. Back to some country roots. I hope you enjoy. Be back in a few.
Those jeans just right. I know you didn't buy them like that, so baby, don't even try that. You dance, oh, you move, yeah, like there ain't nobody watching. But girl, you know I'm watching. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. Girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, you've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away, oh, I love the little games you play, I bet you didn't mean to brush my hand when you walk by. Like you didn't mean to drive me crazy. Don't lie, you got it all figured out. Girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, I wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you, put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile got me spinning. Closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you?
Justin?
Yes, sir.
We gotta talk about something.
What's up?
Your commander-in-chief is an idiot.
Well, of course.
There is apparently a story on the news that this man, Mr. Freaking President Obama, was rapping with Jay-Z about Cuba. I'm serious.
Well, you know what I got to say about that real quick?
What?
Oh, never mind.
You know what? You know what I got to say about that? You know what I got to say about a lot of that stuff? I'll find it in a minute. But it's crap. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it right now. It's crap. It really is. It's a big bunch of booze. They canceled our Blue Angels.
Yeah, but you know what? But check this out. As of yesterday,
mm-hmm.
they restarted our tuition assistance, so we can go back to school finally.
Really?
They restarted our tuition assistance again, which they had canceled.
Okay, that's great. But, okay, from a non-military person, how is that going to help the general public out trying to find something to do on a nice Saturday day?
Oh, you want to hear something worse? Check this out. He also passed a request or a spending fund request for NASA to lasso an asteroid and have it orbit the moon. How you like them apples?
Are you kidding me?
He wants them to fund over $100 million just to start the project.
Really?
Yep.
When there's millions of people that are homeless, jobless, and don't have any food in our own damn country?
Yep. Uh-huh.
I'm surprised that we have not had a repeat of history yet. You know what I'm saying? This crap didn't used to come. It didn't fly. But we're going to talk about that later in chaos. We're going to talk about that later. But right now...
Speaking of repeat of history, though. Oh, my bad.
Sorry. Taco Costa. I feel Kevin. He's around somewhere. I know he's coming in. He's coming in the chat. He'd be coming in the caller queue. That's what she said. I am so sorry. That's just terrible. You know what? It is so funny. There's a lot of things that we do around here that's just silly. You know, talking about ridiculousness, this is one of them. Check this stuff out.
Have you ever been on an investigation and you aren't quite sure what to do, what to think? And this is for you guys. Well, we have a solution. Here it is.
Hey, oh, my goodness.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
This is Dan Guthrie with Haunted Entertainment. We love Dan Guthrie. I love him to death. That mustache is signature. It's signature. I mean, you just can't get it anywhere else. You really can't.
This is the thing, though. You know, Dan's mustache is so signature, though. If he ever shaved that thing off, I'll literally get a vacuum and collect those whiskers and put it up for an auction, you know, at an auction. Somebody's out there, that's right, Bill, somebody out there, I'm sure, that can't grow a mustache that, you know, like kind of like the Texas Rangers pitcher, Derek Holland. He has a hard time growing a mustache. They say he has a Dutch oven. So we can give him a little bit of...
No bad
yeah, they
mojo.
Are.
No bad
mm-hmm.
mojo.
Mm-hmm. So, but the thing is that we need to start a thin mustache survivors organization.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna go like this. Check this out.
Have you ever tried growing a mustache and it just looked like peach fuzz? Have you ever tried blowing in the wind and it just doesn't move? Well, we got a solution for you. It's called Recycled Stashes.
Oh, no.
At a Dan Guthrie sink near you. So.
Oh, my God. That's big.
Hey, I got an idea.
Shut up. I don't want to hear it.
Welcome to the Upper Lip Theme Park.
How many rides you have?
Well, how many whiskers do I have? it gets worse every week. Oh, my gosh, I tell you. Whew. Well, Justin, we're about 3 minutes away from the break of our little two-hour show here. And like I said, if we were doing any better, son, we'd have to have a video show because I am looking spiffy. I got my shorts and cowboy boots on right now. I'm drinking some Bud Light Platinum, just me and the dog over here, and with a bag of Funyuns. And that's what's happening. And on that note, I do want to talk about something real quick, and I want to ask you if you've seen this. There's a show on TV right now. It's called Southern Paranormal. Have you seen this crap?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about
it. Oh, my gosh. I watched about 12 minutes of this the other night. Actually, not even by choice. I kind of just wasn't paying attention and woke up and saw it on the TV. And, I got to tell you, man, they're trying to do a mix of some Duck Dynasty with some ghost hunting. And, you know, that might be possible, but those ain't the guys. I'm sorry, but those ain't the people. It was just terrible. I'm just going to say it. It was terrible. Ain't got no talent. It ain't worried about it. I ain't going to watch it. That crap was ridiculous, you know. It really was. It looked totally staged, totally fake. They were all absolutely playing it up. And, you know, that's not where the genuineness comes from. It's not where the quality comes from in a program like that, you know, especially in the field of paranormal where the public-based media part of it is really kind of, you know, they're having to be creative to come out with new ways to keep it on the trending, you know, stuff because it's just kind of fizzling out and dying down as far as the public side of that goes on TV, movies, and whatnot. And I'm sorry, but this is not helping the cause, man. It's really not. I'm just being honest. There's been some damn good shows out there that should still be on TV right now, you know, but this ain't one of them. And I'm sorry to say it, but Southern Paranormal is terrible. You know, first couple episodes, maybe, you know, I don't know. You know, it just, I don't know. You know, maybe, hopefully it gets better. But, you know, I wasn't impressed. And, I'm not saying that to offend anybody or do anything like that or whatever. And I normally am not really critical of, you know, shows. And I'm not trying to badmouth anybody or anything like that. That's not the thing, but just my personal first impressions are everything, and I wouldn't again.
Yep.
So, I don't know. It's kind of like, I won't even. Yeah. We'll just leave it at that. But
there is another little piece of news though. Before, well, you know what? Real quick, well, yeah. Before we go to our halfway break thing. And North Korea are trying to scare U.S. with cruise missile. They try to pull missile up, and they try to lower missile down. They try to play mind game with U.S. So, yeah, that's all I have to say. So
Okay. On that note, let's take a few-minute break here. We're going to play a song for you guys. We're going to come back second half of the show. Be sure to join us. We have a special guest, Kevin Weddle, founder of Unknown Paranormal, and the man here with this network that is live every Monday, Tuesday, well, pretty much every day of the darn week. These guys have a show on here. You can check them out. We're going to go through a lineup listing of all the shows on the second half. We're also going to do some chaos hour. We're going to talk about some stuff, and Kevin himself is going to call in. That's always going to be a good time. So right now we're going to kind of go old school, take it back just a little bit for everybody out there that knows who we are. We play a mix of everything. It's not just about country, rock, rap, whatever it is. You know, we've been known to play a little. That gun we played. I don't remember what rap song we played the other day, but it was okay, I guess. So anyway, but right now we're going to go old school, guys. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Come back, we'll see you in a minute. This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style.
Thank you.
You are listening to
Fort Worth Paranormal
Ghost Hunt. Ghost Hunt. Texas style.
Bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
I don't know nothing about that. All I know is that somebody is going to get whooped over this thing.
Absolutely. Getting whooped over this thing. Now, folks, once again, we just want to say thank you to everybody right now. Of course, this is Justin Eric talking, all this other stuff. We just want to say, I sound like a text message or something.
Man, I'm a busy guy. Justin.
Oh, I heard that. So, once again, we just want to say thank you to everybody that's tuned in to us. We want to say thank you for everybody that's tuned in terms of the archived listeners and stuff like that, and so it's been great. Now, I believe we do have a guest that's coming on the second half, and Mr. Kevin Weddle, are you there, sir?
He is.
Sir, I am here.
Where are you? Now, I take it you come here with a little bit of ghastly company.
Oh, my God. Right. It's going to be one of those nights, isn't it? Tell you what, anytime it has something to do with paranormal investigation, show, conference, something like that, that's pretty much all you hear most of the time. Yeah. It's one after another. You know, I mean, they could blast you. Could be a silent. Next thing you know, you'd be walking down the hall and you hear a purr. Can I have my hat back? You Kevin, what's going on, brother? Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Thank you for allowing us to do this thing every week, most of all.
Yeah, man. You know, anytime I want to get a good laugh, you know, just relax and kick back and laugh and enjoy, I tune into the show, man.
We appreciate that, man. We appreciate that. Now, Kevin, I have a listing of your amazing network. You know, you put a lot of time, a lot of work into this thing. And for people out there listening, this is Kevin Weddle. He is the founder of Unknown Paranormal out of East Texas. He is also the man that runs this whole setup here at Unknown Paranormal Radio Network, hosted by blogtalk.com. I have a list of shows and a lineup here, and please let me know and make sure I get this right. But every Sunday night, and all these shows are from either 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, or they're from 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sunday night, you got yours truly there, Mr. Kevin Weddle, Jeffrey Sterl, and Martin Bravo, Unknown Paranormal Radio, Sundays from 8 to 10. On Monday, you have your host, Brittany Johnson, with Into the Darkness Radio. That's a cool show. I've heard a lot of good about it. Tuesday night, you've got, again, Mr. Kevin Weddle and host Jody Parks. Jody Parks for Terrify Radio. That is a good program. That's the only show on the network to ever beat our numbers yet to date, but we are we got them. I'm sorry. I know your preference, but, hey, you know. Anywho, Wednesday night, same time, you got Matt and Dennis for Full Spectrum Radio. I've heard a lot of good things about that as well. Thursday night is your truly host, Justin Eric, Kevin Bryan. Live from Texas and Arkansas, it goes on Texas style. That's what we do. Fridays, you have Paranormal Access Radio with your host, Chris Taylor. Kevin, did I get that correct? Is that right?
Yes, sir. You got them right. And I'm actually working on another show. Hopefully, that will be on Saturday. So it will be 7 days a week soon.
Oh, awesome. Heck yeah, man. I heard that. Well, that's great. I like the network. I like what you guys do. You know, we've done a couple shows and this stuff, and I tell you, we've been more than happy and blessed to be able to, you know, come on here with you and do this thing every single week. And, you know, we really appreciate it, man. I mean, it's awesome. You know, it has a great lineup, and folks, if you're out there, tune in every chance you get. Tune in. Take a minute. Get a good laugh. Nice, relaxing show. It's amazing. And we love it. You know, it's one of those things that we are proud to be a part of, sir. We thank you very much for allowing us to do this every week. And we hope to many more years of successful internet radio from Unknown Paranormal Radio Network. Bam, I'm done. That's it. That's all I got.
Wait.
Right now, Justin, I want you to do something for me, sir, please, just to cover all the bases. Give our listeners and everybody out there our disclaimer, please.
Yes, our disclaimer. The views of Ghost Hunting Texas Style does not necessarily review the hold on, let me start over again. Go ahead, hit the censor button. Hit the censor button.
No, I can't find it.
Okay. Well, the views of Ghost Hunting Texas Style does not necessarily reflect the views of Unknown Radio.
That's right. And on that note, hang on just a second, folks.
You're listening to the Unknown Radio Network at www.blogtalkradio.com/unknownpg. You are in.
That's right, you are in. You know, this is a full-scale radio network. These guys even have radio sponsor announcements. Check this out.
This show is brought to you by the Unknown Radio Network, consisting of the very best selection of paranormal internet radio shows anywhere on the web. You can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Unknown Radio Network.
That's what I'm talking about. You just don't get any more fancy than that.
Absolutely.
That's right, man. Well, I tell you what,
you know,
Kevin,
I just really caught myself clapping just now.
I was doing the same. I almost spilled my beer. Kevin, can you tell us any updates about the East Texas Ghost Con? Give us some updates, man. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Oh, man. I've been so busy with everything going on, the radio shows, my team, and the East Texas Ghost Con. I've been cranking up. It's still several months out in October, but I'm already working on it to try to make it. I always try to top myself on things. And our lineup, I got it complete as far as the speakers. We will have Kevin Bryan, you, and Justin Eric as speakers at the Ghost Con. We're going to have a really great guy and friend of all of ours, Aaron Houdini, will be there.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Okay.
We'll have Mr. Larry Flaxman of RPAS speaking.
Nice.
We will have Miss Jennifer Broussard, who is the director of Louisiana Spirits. She will be speaking. We will have Miss Martha Decker of East Texas Paranormal. She also will be speaking.
All right.
And Jeremy Jones of Paranologies and Texas Paranormal Investigations will be speaking.
Hell
nice.
Yeah. All right.
And
let's go ahead and give them a round of applause. Well, hold on, I'm doing it right now.
That's awesome. Yo, Kevin, we said it.
We got one more. I can't leave it out. This guy I met through one of the guys I interviewed who has a Bigfoot hunting organization up in New York, and I found out he had branches of it. And there's actually a branch in East Texas. He's down by Conroe, Texas. His name's Brandon Garrett. Brandon Garrett is going to speak Bigfoot at our conference, and he's actually got a Bigfoot hunting team that's going to be there with him as well.
Nice.
All right, man.
Well, that's bringing in some different stuff for sure. You know, there's a lot of people out there interested in that Bigfoot stuff.
Hell yeah. And check this out. I'm working on, we got Hotel Marshall is one of the sites that we're going to investigate. Oh, I better do this before he kills me. Dakota Lawrence will be there doing his gallery reading, by the way.
I can't forget about Dakota, man.
That's right.
We love Dakota. That's a good dude.
Yeah, and we just got on the lineup. I got to get more information so I can put it up on the page, which, by the way, the page is up. Tickets are on sale now. You can go ahead and get them. It's www.easttexasghostcon2013, and that's all one word, .eventbrite.com. And we're doing a lot of online sales, so if you get your tickets online, you get a little bit of a discount instead of trying to buy them the day of the conference. We're going to have Mr. Kevin Bryan's putting together a charity drive. We're going to do like a charity raffle. We're going to have different things donated by different people, and we're going to even have a little competition between the teams that are there.
Yeah, and man. Yeah, man.
Which team can sell the most raffle tickets for charity?
Dude, what about the paintball? What about the paintball college?
I'm trying to work on it, man. Like I said, I got so many things. Hey, we got paranormal karaoke. I did add that to the lineup. Friday night.
Oh, crap. Justin, Friday. That's all you, brother. That's all you, man.
Bring it. Bring it.
Friday night, we will be at Charlie's Backyard Bar, which is across the street from the Visual Arts Center. And we got the place rented out. It's for the paranormal teams and the speaker. And we got karaoke, beer, and food.
Oh, crap. Woo! It is on, man. You know what happens every time something like that.
It.
All you hear.
Dead gummit.
Actually, next thing in the morning, man. Every time I wake up thinking.
Ain't this a fine how to do?
I can't find my wallet and my truck is missing. What the hell? Oh, man. Woo! I can't wait.
I'll be hooking you up. You'll be staying over there at that bed and breakfast. It's right across the street from there, man.
Across
the bed.
Walking distance. It's on now.
We're going to stay there again? We're going to stay at that same bed and breakfast again?
Yeah.
Oh, heck yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I added another location. It's a 100-year-old house. It's 6,000 square feet. It's in downtown Marshall. It has a slave quarters in the back. It has a basement. It's got three floors, and there's no furniture or anything in it. And we got it as one of the investigation sites.
Hell yeah!
Rock on, man.
Dude, I gotta crack you a coldie for that one. There you go, sir. That's awesome, dude. I can't wait, man. When is this thing? What is the date?
It is October, the weekend of October 4th, 5th, and 6th. The conference actually is on the 5th on Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning.
That's awesome, dude. We just posted the link and all that for everybody in the chat out there. For everybody who didn't hear it, it's East Texas Ghost Con, CON 2013. .com/eventbrite. So check that stuff out, man. That's going to be an amazing conference. I can't wait to get out there. Congratulations for getting all that stuff set up. You know, last year, we've said it 100 times, man, that was probably the best event that we went to all year. It was amazing, dude. And I know, like you said, you're the type of guy that you talk yourself every single time that you go out and do something, and that's what's awesome. Thank you for letting us be a part of that, man. We appreciate it greatly, dude. I cannot freaking wait.
Yeah, we're working on a shuttle system for the VIP public investigators that will be coming along. We're going to try to get them shuttled to the locations. I'm going to put all the teams. They're going to stay in the same building all night. I'm going to give them all the information, history, claims, and basically they got that building that night and they can investigate even when there's nobody in the building. And, man, it's going to be awesome. Like I said, I'm working on some other things, but I can't wait, man. I can't wait. We've added, check this out, guys. I'm up to 20 paranormal teams that's going to be there.
Wow. Nice. Well, that's awesome, dude. And it backs up, you know, the whole unity thing and working together. And, you know, the thing about that stuff is that even though you may have differences with people as people, you can people come together to work together towards that common goal, and that's something that you guys always represent, man, and thank you guys for doing that, because you set a precedent in this field, and we're proud to be with you.
Well, yeah, and you know, and another thing that I've got all the teams to agree on, we're going to use the classrooms, not for the public. We're going to use those classrooms for all of us to put on classes for one another so we can share our ideas and thoughts with other paranormal investigators. So that we walk out of that conference with more ideas and more information.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And that's what it's all about, because everybody does it a different way, you know, and who to say that just my way is right, you know, because people do it different. They always get activity. They get evidence. They get all kinds of stuff. And that's amazing, dude. I can't wait. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, and just to give y'all a little bit of update, I mentioned this a while back, but it's getting closer to being accomplished. Remember I told y'all I was trying to get a hold of ownership of a abandoned hospital here in East Texas?
Yes, you did.
It's getting closer by the minute, boys. Getting a hold of the building.
Oh, man. Woo, hell yeah. Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Yep.
Man,
65,000 square foot haunted hospital will be available.
Doing that thing. Oh, crap. It's on now. It's on like King Bone, Jack.
We'll get a sign.
We need to get Uncle Cy out to that event. We need to get Uncle Cy out to that event.
I know. Wouldn't that be great?
If we could get Cy to come to the Ghost Con as a special guest investigator.
That's freaking awesome. I want him on my team, because I'm going to sit in the back and bullshit with him all night.
Hey, just don't get handcuffed to him, because he's gonna hold his business with the hand he's cuffed to you with.
You never know. You know what? I bet Cy could get some activity, man. Just his personality. You know what I'm saying? He's lucky. He's lucky as all get out. Remember, he won the camper. Smart. Put $80 on the donut contest. He won the camper. He won the $2,000 gift card from Willie. You know what I'm saying? Had a massage chair. Went to the dadgum kitty thing and won 5,000 tickets to get a big purple monkey that he called him Kong. I mean, that's the kind of guy that's been investigating with you.
That is crazy.
You know damn well that somebody's in there, some ghost over there is going to be laughing their ass off at him when he's sitting in there, and they'll be poking him, playing with his beard and stuff. I want him on my team if we can get him.
Wow.
That's funny.
Goodness.
That's great, man. That's awesome, Kevin. Well, guys, we are about 4 minutes away from the start of chaos. Kevin, thank you so much for calling in tonight. We appreciate you, sir, and we thank you for doing this every week and putting this on for everybody out there to get some knowledge and experience and hear different things, different views, and you do an amazing job, and we appreciate you allowing us to be a part of that, man. So,
oh, yeah.
We will definitely see you soon.
All right, man. Y'all take care.
All right.
You too, brother.
Best song to be ever.
All right.
Take care, brother.
Bye.
Jump in.
All right. What's up, man?
It's time for chaos. When
it
are we getting
time.
That drop? When are we getting that
when
drop?
We're gonna get that drop soon. We're going to get it soon. We should have it for next week. So we should have it ready by next week. So it'll be all good. But what we will do is we can go ahead and open up chaos with a song. And we're going to get this thing started. So, folks that are listening up, let's get amped up. It's ready to go. This is Hollywood Undead with the song Undead. What happened?
We'll be right back.
Jump in. It is chaos time.
It is chaos. What is happening?
That's right. Welcome back to Ghost Hunt, Texas Style. Justin, good choice of music, man. That was an awesome song. We loved it. That was great.
Appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Got a little Limp Bizkit breaking, some shit made in the background going on. Right now, sometime, anytime, don't know. Right now, we have a special guest in the chat room. I want to give a huge shout out to Dan Guthrie. Sir, thank you so much for representing us, being our agent.
What is up, Dan?
Man, love that man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We love him to death, man. He's a great guy, inside and out, business, personal, whatever, man. We appreciate it. We're proud to represent Haunted Entertainment. And we try to do the best that we can, even though we joke around and have a good time. People know we get business done. That's why we're here. That's why we've been here. We're still here. We'll do it every day, today, tomorrow, or whatever. So, with that, inside chaos, this is where we talk about whatever we can, whatever we want to, whatever the hell's on our mind. If you're mad, you're happy, you're sad, glad, whatever you want to do. So tonight, I want you to tell me, because you are active duty military, you're in the know on this kind of stuff. Talk to me about North Korea. What kind of shit are we looking at, dude? What is the real shit? Are these guys going to freaking bomb some stuff? Are they really aiming missiles in Texas? It's only 3 hours away from where me and my kids sleep. I need to know if I got to build a bunker, if I need to go back home to West Texas, if I need to jump, what do we need to do? What's happening? Talk to me.
Well, I think basically what needs to happen is you're going to need to get a bigger TV, because I think Kim Jong-un is afraid that we're going to attach strings to a new puppet and come out with Team America World Police 2.
Well, I did see on the TV that one of the talk shows made a little clip or whatever, you know, about him kind of making fun of it and this and that or whatever it is. And so I understand all that, but the dude pissed off. And he has missiles and nuclear capability. You know what I'm saying? Why in the hell are we joking around about this stuff public and it goes viral over there in China? You know, it just pissed that little dude off. Just pissed him off. I can hear him right now. What do you think he was saying, Justin?
Well, he would pretty much say, oh, the Americans pissed me off real bad. So they made me point at them and get down and try to blow up things.
I want chicken and waffles.
Well, he probably ate that last night or this morning.
I tell you what, we may not have should have done that, but I don't care, because this is chaos. This is Ghost Hunt Texas Style, and Unknown Radio allows us to do this every Thursday night live from Texas from 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. We thank everybody in the chat, everybody listening tonight, everybody's going to hear us on the archive. So, Justin, what you're telling me is that we really don't have nothing to worry about. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the thing is that you got to think, in South Korea, they just got a new leader not long ago, right? And it was probably maybe about, 4 or 5 months ago? And every time that there's a new leader that goes into South Korea, North Korea wants to talk smack. Well, the thing is we have military bases in South Korea. We have Osan Air Base, Kunsan Air Base. I believe there's Camp Humphreys down there. I think that's what it is. Maybe it's somewhere else. I don't know. But there's a army base down there as well. So we have some air bases and some army bases out there. And so basically what happens is that South Korea and the United States actually runs dual military drills together, because South Korea is actually one of our allies, believe it or not. And we are theirs. And so the thing is anytime a new leader happens to come into South Korea, the North always does some warmongering and try to talk smack and try to basically, you know, get the new leader all ruffled up, you know. So it seems like that they've been doing this for a number of years. It's all bite, you know, all bark and no bite, really. Sorry. But
yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah.
What the hell does that have to do with us? Why does he have missiles pointed at our city?
Well, the thing is, you got to think too that because we are allies with South Korea, they don't like that. And because we run military drills with South Korea, and we have bases in Japan, and we have bases in Guam, and stuff like that. North Korea feels as though they're threatened, apparently.
Huh. Well, that's crap. We got plenty of people to pick on over there. There's all kinds of stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? We got enough crap to worry about with what's going on in our own damn country. And you know what I'm saying? Messing around with who's got the bigger pusher over there. Now, who cares? They're all little. It's kind of what happens.
Yep.
One of those things that, you know, they have their culture, we respect that and all that stuff, and they have their deal, that's their deal. That's not our deal. That's not our problem to worry about. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason we should be getting involved in that stuff. I understand there's allies and all this crap, but nothing's even happened yet. You know what I mean? Nothing's even happened yet. Everybody's over here talking crap and doing all this stuff, and they go. So now they're talking about they've got a thing that he's supposed to. Well, you know, that's crazy.
Right, right. Well, I mean, and not only that, but check this out. Check this out. This is what I think is kind of coincidental, and maybe it's the powers beyond us and stuff like that, you know, divine divinities and stuff like that. But you know how everybody in the international community and whatever this, you know, case may be, you know, they're all talking about, you know, Iran and their supposed nuclear program and, you know, trying to shut them down and blah, blah, blah. Well, 2 days ago, Iran got hit with a 6.3 magnitude earthquake in southern Iran, close to where one of their nuclear plants were.
Really?
And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, well, if we don't take them out, I guess God will do the rest.
Yeah, no kidding. That's crazy, dude. I mean, you know, I was watching on the news and I saw that they said that, you know, they had actually gotten different types of smuggling ships and all kinds of skies and all this kind of stuff, you know, between North Korea and Iran, and that a lot of that money was funding their nuclear war program. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is real stuff, man. You know, this stuff,
mm-hmm.
If this dude gets a wild hair and just, you know, pulls that trigger, I mean, it's on. It's on like bing bong, Jack. I mean, it's full on war, and we don't need that. You know, we don't need that. You know what I'm saying? You're not deployable again, right? You've done your time, right?
Yep, I'm in a position where I am non-deployable.
Okay, well then we're straight. I mean, you can bunk out in a, you know, camper somewhere and drink beer till it's all over, right?
Pretty much.
That's right.
Now check this out. If you want to hear something that's completely chaotic, speaking of chaos, and I say chaotic because it is so freaking, like, just, hold on a second. All right, the United States Navy, starting next year, actually in January, they are going to deploy a high-powered laser. This high-powered laser is so strong. Now, George Lucas will probably start getting a boner listening to this. But this laser literally is so strong that if you point it at a drone, like one of those drone airplanes in the sky, it will literally obliterate it.
Really?
And, I'm dead serious, and it'll also destroy small vessels on the water.
What?
And the thing is, you know how much energy it costs to run this thing?
How much?
Less than a dollar.
Really?
Now that is cost conscious. Now, all right, this thing is so powerful. I mean, so much electromagnetic energy, so much just firepower in this thing that it's an unlimited magazine if you think about it. It never runs out of energy. It never runs out of energy. Okay?
Huh.
It's like it's like playing a video game and you're putting in a cheat code for unlimited ammo.
Okay?
You know what I'm saying? So the thing is that this thing is so powerful that it literally will melt through raw steel within milliseconds.
Really?
Yes.
You're saying this thing gives off electromagnetic energy?
Electromagnetic pulses inside of this laser.
Is there a way that something like that could be scaled down and converted to like an EM pump for paranormal stuff? How better to charge a room? Be safer than a Jacob's ladder?
Well, you got to think though. I mean, it's more streamlined. It's like the point from the end of the laser to the point of its destination is just under the speed of light.
Oh wow!
There so you got to think though.
If there was some way that you could take that and convert that into like a flash photo, you know what I mean? That was that quick. You know, they say that. Well, the spirits, when they move amongst us that fast, just in the blink of an eye, in an instant, you know? And if you get something on that kind of plane, that might be a tool you could use to maybe capture some evidence. You know, you never know.
Yeah, it's true. But, man, I saw that, though, and I was like, dude, that is freaking awesome.
So what are they going to do? They're going to power this laser up, and they're just going to start shooting shit, or what?
Well, no, this is what they're going to do is it's a weapon that apparently has been in the works, in secret works and stuff, and they just made it public that, hey, we got one, and we're not afraid to use it.
Oh, wow. So do you think that if this North Korea was over here shooting missiles at us, we could blast them out of the air with that laser beam?
Well, that's the thing, though, because from the how consistent this laser is. I'm talking like a nerd right now, and I don't care. But from the point that the laser, from the actual point of the starting point, okay, and say it stretches over, I don't know, say half a mile, right?
Yeah.
Now my question is does that laser weaken, or does it keep the same consistency of strength throughout? You see what I'm saying? So my question is that from the point where it really starts, from the actual point, from the laser's point, all the way to the where it goes, you know, what is the strength of consistency, rather?
Huh. Well, we should have talked about this earlier in the show. This is chaos. We're supposed to be going crazy right now.
That is crazy. Shit. That's like sci-fi come to life. What you talking about?
I know, right? That is nuts, dude. Tell me about that. What's that damn Halo program you told me where they control what's that thing where they're monitoring the atmospheres and stuff?
Oh, yeah. It was actually on a TV show called Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. The thing is that, they believe that the United States Air Force is harboring some sort of laboratory of some sort up in Alaska that they call HAARP, HAARP. And the thing is that they apparently shoot electromagnetic waves up into the upper ionosphere to where they can literally collect clouds and control the weather. Some have conspired that like Hurricane Katrina, stuff like that, you know, was a part of HAARP's doing and stuff like that.
Oh,
people ask why, and they're like, really? You know, and all this other stuff, you know, conspiracy theorists and stuff like that. Well, the thing is that if you were to take a plastic tube, a cylinder tube that's probably about 4 feet tall, right? Okay.
Yeah.
You have water at the bottom, and you have these electrodes or whatever, and you shoot them straight up, you'll actually start to see little clouds forming at the very top.
Really?
Yes. And that's basically what they're doing is they're shooting all this electronic, you know, stuff up in the air, these particles, and these particles come together and actually create a cloud and stuff like that, which then, of course, you know, you have these jet streams and it carries it. I don't know, conspiracy theorists believe that they could control the jet stream, you know, which a lot of people believe that the tornadoes and all this other stuff, they believe that the government is under conspiracy of population control with this so-called thing. So that's the scary and weird part about it.
That's deep. Is that even possible?
you'd have to look at it, man. I mean, like I said, you can take from it what you wish, but like I said, I mean, the place does exist, the heart thing, but as far as their mission, they keep it a secret. I don't even know, you know, what the secret is to it or whatever, but at the same time, you know, that's...
If it's on TV, it must be true, right?
Well, I don't know, man. I think it's the logic behind it all, you know, the science behind it all that actually makes sense.
Yeah. Well, that's nuts, man. Well, I tell you what, you know, either way, all this stuff that's going on, no matter if it's good or bad or whatever, people always tend to want to point the finger at one person. And, you know, here lately in the mainstream, that one person has been President Obama. You know, there's a lot of things going on out there, and, you know, whether you're pro-Obama or not, it doesn't matter. You know, what people are looking at right now is, you know, how are these decisions affecting the country as a whole? How are these decisions affecting the country in 10 years, 20 years from now? You know, and there's some real issues on the table, dude. And you know, the gun laws, the things that are being talked around, passed about, you know, what kind of spending. You know, recently the president was asked, and members of Congress and Senate were asked if they were going to be willing to jump on the, you know, universal health care program that all the regular citizens are going to be on, the Obama health care plan, right? And they kind of dodged the question, and then they basically said, you know, well, the Senate said, well, we'll think about it. And then they directly, like 2 weeks later, they passed a law or a bill or whatever called the Kennedy Act that says Congress and Senate and President or whatever are still considered 100% exempt from having to either pay taxes or, you know, have to pay for health care, medical insurance, or whatever they have, the unlimited package stuff they have. And it's crazy. There's some, you know, there's some real things on the table that affect the everyday citizen out there. You know, and it's nuts right now. And, you know, the military and all that stuff, we have no idea what really goes on out there. Got no clue. It's crazy.
That's crazy, man. That really is.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough. So, I don't know. It's a lot of things out there that are just really got you thinking, man. You know, really got you thinking. We got about 10 minutes left in the show for this week. Justin, anything you want to talk about? Anybody you want to give a shout out to? Other than Miss Shonda,
well,
for just a minute.
Yeah, I mean, we'll throw out another shout out to Shonda out there and her husband Scott. Congratulations to them. They have a new little trendsetter on the way. She broke the news yesterday on Facebook, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think before she was able to break the news, I think somebody let the cat out of the bag a little early on her Facebook wall and stuff like that. So, but that was really cool, though. I'm very excited for them, and so this is their first child, and I'm telling you, it's a life changer. I mean, they both of them will fall in love again, and that's all I got to say about that. Now, on to another thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready, Freddie? All right.
You ready, Freddie?
I'm coming to Texas.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right, Justin. You and I have a presentation.
Yeah.
All right. A group that's affiliated with the city of Grapevine called the Yellow Rose RWA. We'll be in Grapevine, Texas. Justin and I will be there presenting at 10 a.m. for these people, and we're honored to be a part of that. It's going to be fun, man. I can't wait till you get here, bro.
I know, man. It's going to be cool. It's going to be cool. So yeah, man, I'm excited. You know, this is an opportunity for us, and if I'm not mistaken, and it sounds really familiar too, but I think the Yellow Rose Committee is also the same committee or the same organization that actually overlooks the Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
And and so if that's the case and they'd really like our presentation, you know, I'm not, you know, just throwing it out there, but man, this is a good shot for us to be able to maybe see if we can get in at the Alamo.
Dude, how cool would that freaking be?
That would be freaking awesome. Talk about some Texas style right there.
Damn right, man. I seriously doubt that would ever happen, but I'm going to hope and dream and pray on it. That's for sure, man. That would really, really be cool, dude. I can't wait.
I mean, think about it. The ghost of Davy Crockett. The ghost of freaking Sam Houston, or, you know,
Houston.
All these cats, man. David, you know, you got, you know, just, oh, man, Jim Bowie, you know.
Yep, that's right. You know, it's crazy. There's some Texas history that I learned from a lady down in Galveston that, you know, they don't teach you in school here in Texas. And they don't teach you about it in Texas history in other schools. And, you know, a lot of these big people that were, you know, famous in the establishment of Texas and all this, how this came to be, Jim Bowie, David Crockett, Sam Houston, all these guys, prior to that in the time, these guys were actually slave traders. And what they did was is that in Louisiana, the slave trading and stuff had a lot of laws and regulations on it at the time. And that it was an underhanded type of thing because all the change and the revolution was going on. It was still happening in the South. And so what these guys did is in the meantime, to make money, they actually bartered and bought ships. And they were sailing from Louisiana, coming from South Texas, Louisiana, some of these, you know, southern shoreline states, and they would go and they would buy these slaves, and then they would take them into Louisiana and sneak them in the back way and resell them again. They were making money hand over fist because they were getting paid to transport, they were getting paid to provide because they had people set up where they were going. And it's crazy because of the time, but what was really cool and the good thing about it is, and I don't know why they don't talk about this, because in that time it was relative, you know, it's something that happened. It's a bad, terrible thing. And it's a scar on our history, absolutely. But it is history and it did happen. But some of these guys actually helped these slaves be free. And they helped them get out of, help some of the people to get their freedom and establish families and move on and do these types of things. And so it just shows the compassion and the, you know, the humanity that was still present even back then. And so,
yep.
You know, it's a cool thing, but it's very little known. People don't talk about that stuff. You know, but it was crazy. You know, it was down there, Justin, when you and I went, we were learning about John Lafitte and, you know, the Stuart Mansion and that whole story with the Indians and the pirates and everything that happened down there in the Galveston Bay. You know, and that's some real Texas history right there, sir.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, so diverse. Yeah, the history is so diverse. I mean, everything from your Native Americans, you know, you know, the Mexicans, the Caddo Indians, you know, the Anglo-Saxons that came in and settled Texas and stuff like that, to include, you know, some of the frontiersmen, you know, such as Davy Crockett and all that stuff. It really blows you away. I mean, just how rich of a history. When it comes to the revolution on both ends, really, to be honest with you, not just the Texas side, but believe it or not, even the Mexican side has a little bit of a story behind it too. I mean, even though the conflicting stories and stuff like that, but still, you know, the history is just great. I mean, if you think about it, the San Jacinto Monument. Okay, and this is a known fact. I'm going to give you two known facts, folks, about Texas. The San Jacinto Monument, okay, was actually made in Egypt by Egyptians. The San Jacinto Monument was then placed in Texas. Okay, check this out. It is taller than the Washington Monument by far.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And, all right, this is the other thing. The Texas flag is the only flag in the Union that can fly as high as the United States flag. It is the only flag. Reason being is because Texas was annexed in. They were never purchased.
Exactly. That's right. Texas was its own country.
It was its own republic.
A Texas revolution movement on Facebook, on the internet, and all this stuff. People trying, you know, that stuff came up about Texas eating and all this stuff and whatever. But the fact of the matter is that Texas, over the last 5 to 10 years, has been one of the only profitable states that were able to actually manage a budget, be profitable, and still provide all the public services to their citizens without going into a deficit. You know, one of the other states was the candidate that ran against President Obama, Mitt Romney. His home state was one of those states that was profitable as well. And that was one of the big reasons that, you know, if they wanted to, Texas could stand on its own, but it's never going to happen because it's a political race, and, you know, I mean, it is what it is. But, yeah, absolutely, you know, it's one of those things. Texas is a standalone thing, and we are definitely proud to be of it. You know, that's why we do this thing every Thursday night. This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style, live from Texas and Arkansas. Your host, Justin Eric, Kevin Bryan. We do this from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time every Thursday night. We want to say thank you to Unknown Paranormal Radio. Thank you to Kevin for calling in. Thank you to my co-host, Justin Eric. But I will see you actually tomorrow. That's what I'm talking about. We got a big weekend plan. That's some big stuff. Thank you to everybody that's listening. Justin, give them a shout-out. Tell them why. Tell them what they can look forward to next week. And I'm going to try to pick out one of these crazy new songs. I kind of like that Undead song that we played for Chaos, man. That thing was cool.
Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah. Well, real quick, I just want to throw a quick shout-out to everybody that tuned in. For everybody that wasn't in the chat, I want to say thank you very much. I want to say a special shout-out to my sister and my little niece, Braylee, for tuning in and listening. Love you guys. To Carolyn Booz, to Rachel, to Kevin from Unknown, to Dan Guthrie, and everybody that tuned in, we want to say thank you. We also want to say thank you to our listeners on the archived side of things. You know, if they're not able to listen to us live, and they go back and say, hey, you know, I just want to go listen to these Ghost Hunting Texas style guys. I want to listen to Kevin and Justin shoot the you know, bull and stuff like that. So, again, we just want to say thank you. And so, guess what, Kevin?
What's that?
You got a couple minutes left, but I'm coming to Texas.
I heard that, son. As soon as you get here, we're going to do some breaking stuff. We're going to get out. We're going to go on the town. We're going to go, and we're going to have some fun. I can't wait. Well, that, folks, note, that you can tell when you've been drinking if you say that, folks, note. On that note, we're going to go tonight with a little Limp Bizkit. You guys take care. Join us back here next week. Your host, Justin Eric, Kevin Bryan. We love you guys. Thank you. This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style. Justin, I'll see you tomorrow, son.
Good night, everybody.